New Jersey could be closer to easing liquor license requirements that have been on the books since Prohibition. During his annual State of the State address, Governor Murphy announced his plan to make liquor licenses more accessible to small businesses. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Danier has details.
Murphy's proposal would gradually ease current liquor license restrictions, allowing more businesses to apply for a license. Currently, the state has a cap on liquor licenses, permitting towns only one license per 3,000 residents. Murphy wants to reduce the population cap each year by 10% over the next 5 years. Then the state would remove the population requirement entirely.
We project that overhauling our liquor license regime will create upwards of 10,000 jobs annually, and over the next 10 years, generate up to $10 billion in new economic activity.
Micah Rasmussen, executive director of the Revovich Institute for New Jersey Politics, said, under the current system, a liquor license can cost millions of dollars based on demand, and that Murphy's proposal is likely to face pushback from groups representing existing license holders.
This is going to be an area, honestly, that's going to be pretty hotly contested. The lobbyists who represent current license holders are not going to be so easy to give up their monopoly and their advantage. But, I think once the state can show that they're really going to be held harmless, maybe we can start to move forward on some reform.
The plan would create tax credits for existing license holders financially impacted by an increased supply of liquor licenses. The Democrat also announced a program that would make the overdose-reversing drug Naloxone, also known by the brand name Narcan, more accessible to the public. And he extended the deadline to apply for property tax relief through the Anchor program until February 28th. Murphy will host his monthly radio call-in show, Ask Governor Murphy, tonight at 7 p.m. on WHYY and Tri-State NPR affiliates WBGO and WNYC. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Danier, WHYY News.